You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Review BioLite Base Lantern XL by Paul Sarconi. Wilderness camping offers a wonderful reprieve from our tech-filled lives. Computer screens and connected commutes give way to mountain peak sunrises and hikes to secluded lakes. The distance from the rat race is rejuvenating. Then night comes and technology creeps back in. Propane-powered lanterns barely shed enough light for you to see what you're eating for dinner, so you pull out your phone to waste its battery, making sure you don't trip over something. Flashlights, headlamps, and electric lanterns are all great, but only if you remember to charge them before leaving the house. BioLite wants to improve the way you light up the night while in the woods. The startup, mostly known for its portable wood-burning stove that charges your phone while you cook your breakfast, has recently expanded its product line to include a few other gadgets that provide power and lighting for campsites. The center of BioLite's new lighting system is the $130 Base Lantern XL. It's a 1.4-pound brick that's about 5 inches tall and wide and just under 2 inches thick. The LEDs within put out a maximum of 500 lumens. The 12,000 mAh battery provides 78 hours of dim light or 7.5 hours of very bright light. Stainless steel legs fold into a variety of positions. Of course, it's more than just a lantern. It's also a battery pack. On the sides of the Base Lantern XL are two USB ports for charging your devices and two additional ports for powering two sets of external lights you can hang up around your campsite. You can turn the lantern on and off with buttons on the unit, but the party starts when you pair it to your device using Bluetooth and open up BioLite's mobile app. There, you can control the brightness and the color, dialing in any hue you like. There are four lighting modes, too: strobe, pulse, single-side LED, and my favorite, chill. Chill mode slowly rotates through all the colors like a psychedelic beacon. Occasionally, it spazzes out and suddenly flashes a random color in the middle of a smooth transition, but generally it flows slowly through the color spectrum. When using one of the other modes, either shining a straight color or plain white, you'll want to dim the light. The highest setting is airport bathroom level bright, and dimming it will earn you more runtime anyway. The app includes other features like alarms and timers, a power usage bar, and the ability to control whether or not you want the base lantern itself to be lit up or just the external lights attached to it. It also has a proximity activation feature, which, via Bluetooth, senses when you leave the campsite or come back, turning the light off as you walk away and back on as you approach. Impressive, if a bit ridiculous. Two add-ons plug into the base lantern, the $30 SightLight XL and the $20 SightLight Mini. While they spread the light around, they're mostly superfluous when used with the Base Lantern XL. The XL is a 12-inch collapsible fabric dome of a lantern that sits at the end of a 15-foot cord. It's light and compact, but I had a hard time finding a good place for it. I tested this lighting system in the Humboldt Redwoods, where there were plenty of branches to hang it from. I couldn't find a spot that worked. The cord isn't long enough, and the LED is not bright enough to be effective. The Mini, which contains four little lantern-style lights strung on a 10-foot cord, didn't fare much better. The Mini lights work best laid across the middle of a table, but if BioLite wants you to fill the corners of your campsite with light, the cords are going to have to be lengthened. You can daisy-chain multiple sight lights together, but running one solo doesn't give great results. Both of these plug-in lights make more sense with the PowerLite Mini. This tiny, super-bright $45 lantern is just thick enough to hold the USB port you use to charge the 52-hour battery. The PowerLite Mini makes a convenient light source for the two SightLite products, which can plug into it. The PowerLite Mini also works better to spread the light around your campsite. You can have the Base Lantern XL in the middle of the camp and the SightLite Mini and XL on the perimeter, plugged into the PowerLite Mini. Plus, the little lantern can be used as a flashlight or a headlamp, and it comes with a bike mount. It's a versatile product that could even be used outside of wilderness retreats. While these lights from BioLite won't help you fully disconnect from the workday barrage of gadgets, they're perfect for those who want to take a break from technology while holding on to some of its comforts.